Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Consciously Thriving Podcast.
Hello, welcome back, another week. How are you going?
We don't say that anymore.
What?
We don't go, hello, welcome back, another week.
Oh, yeah. We've actually spoken
about this. Clean your eyeballs out.
What do we say?
I'm not going to be chatting to you with eye boogers in your eyeballs.
No, that's completely fair enough. That's fair, right? It's a fair thing.
I know. You're welcome. Good friend.
Yeah. Anyway. It's something I've got to get to do in the morning. It's a habit I need to get part of my routine. You know what?
Daniel does that. He just leaves the eye boogers there. Like, it's the first thing I do every morning.
Really? I leave them.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Why?
But mine aren't that bad, though.
Right.
Like, do you notice?
Well, I just didn't.
Yeah, but now, but like on a regular basis, you know?
I don't know.
I don't feel like I get them very often, but like.
Fair's fair. Like, it's not common. I feel like I get like really watery.
Yeah.
Leaky eyes.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why.
Yeah, because I do not do them ever. Really? So you would notice if I didn't. So really? Yeah, on the odd occasion.
See, I feel like Dan always has eye boogers in there. And he like just needs to clean them.
Yeah.
I'm always pointing it out. Maybe it's a lazy thing with him.
Yeah, I don't know. I definitely don't have them every day, I'll tell you that much.
He has a shower every morning. I'm like, don't you just...
Yeah, but boys don't clean their face like the way girls do.
Gross. Anyway.
Anyway.
I was on Instagram last night. I was telling Nadia. I sent her a message straight away. I went onto her story. But you know when you're flicking through stories and you don't know who's who? I saw Nadia and I was like, I thought it was me. And I was like... Me? I was like, when did I take that photo? I swear to God. And it like took me a moment to like lean back and realize, I'm like, that's not me.
Maybe it's because you've been in my house a bit too. Well, it's like a different, your house is like my second
home. I didn't even see the surroundings. I saw you and I was like, that's me.
Fair enough. We get that a lot.
We do get that
just
a lot.
Because we got like, we don't look the same. We definitely don't.
Sorry, we're just doing some, there we go.
Yeah, we definitely don't look the same, but we have like same hair color. Wear it similar.
We're not similar looking at all.
It's our energy.
If you watch the video of us together, we don't look the same at all. But every single time people meet us, they'll be like, are you the same person? And it's not even like they haven't even gotten a chance to know us, right?
Yeah.
It's immediate. It's why are you the same? And we look at each other and we're like, we're actually just so not. We're so different.
We're so different. But
our frequencies weren't the same. We've always said that we feel like we're like twin souls or some shit like
but
that.
But we have our own personalities and...
Yeah, we do. Quirks. That's what I said. Yeah, we were talking about this. I'm like, we're very different. We're actually not similar at all. We have similarities.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you think? What do you think?
Babe, every single person when they meet us goes, you got like sister vibes.
Yeah, everyone thinks we're sisters.
It's also because we're very close and we have that relationship, but...
Yeah, it's insane. Anyway... Yeah. That was wild when I looked at a photo of you and I was like, is that me?
Yeah, fair enough. Sometimes it happens. Also, not similar height as well.
Again, I'm not getting all this from the photo.
I get that, but it's not as if you're acting like...
Now you want to say that we're similar height. Like, let's start there.
No, but what I'm saying to you, if I had fucking blonde hair... And completely different features. You're not going to look at that because we have soul energy and
Babe,
be like...
we do have different features. That's the thing.
We do have different features, but the photo was so far away. Like, it makes sense. You looked similar.
I don't even have a black sports bra. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would know that stuff about myself.
Anyway.
I want to go back to what you just said. What did you just say?
I'm taller.
She has been going like on, she acts like she's a fucking giant compared to me. It triggers me so much. And I'm like, what universe are you living in? She thinks that she towers over me. She's like the smidgest tall.
No. Okay. What? So it's when we're wearing clothes and things like that. Cause we're very similar.
We're always wearing clothes.
Yeah. No. When we want to share clothes or whatever, like my height, even if it's just like a couple centimeters, makes a difference. That's just what
it
I'm
doesn't.
Trying.
It doesn't.
Let's end this debate.
No, I'm pissed. It annoys me. Anyway, what are we talking about today?
What are we talking about? I just had a mind blank for a second. I literally just had a mind blank because we've just been like talking about all these different ideas that we had for episodes.
We're talking about our icks when it comes to the things that we used to believe and entertain regarding the manifesting process and all of this work that we do. I think we've done a similar episode like back in the day.
The way you just did that.
I felt it. It gave me the ick. I know exactly what you're talking about. Who was that? back, because that was not me. If you saw that, like, whoever's listening to this on podcast form, you probably won't get it, but if you just saw what I just did, who was that girl? That was disgusting, I'm aware. That was feral. Anyway.
Okay, so we just had to take a minute to compose ourselves because that was the funniest thing.
Yeah, Nadia took a good like 10 minutes to replay the audio back and then laugh and then do it again and then laugh and then do it again. You good now, babes?
I'm good.
You got it out of your system?
I've got it out of my system.
Good.
But if you were listening to the podcast, you probably were like, what are they actually laughing at? What was so funny?
Yeah, because you can't hear it.
No, you can't, it sounds normal the way you said it, but her face and her attitude, the way energy, she said it.
It's like a different person came out just then. I think on the YouTube video, you'll be able to see it.
Hopefully.
But maybe not. Maybe it's like you had to be there.
Maybe they need to know you like personally to know like, what was that?
What was that? Who was she? We can't get into it again. We're going to start laughing all over again. Start off this episode, Dolly.
Anyway, so as we were saying, we have done an episode very similar to this, but we're a lot more mature now. We're a lot more embodied, and a lot of the things that...
Were we saying that prior? I can't remember.
No, we weren't.
We weren't saying
it. We weren't.
Like, did we talk about the episode we did prior?
On the fifth time we've had to fix this episode. Are you fucking serious? You just ruined it.
I didn't. I was like actually talking. We could have just kept that
in. Right, right. We can keep it in.
Oh, we're going to keep this in?
Yeah.
Wow.
Everyone will see
I'm in saucy.
Yeah, but that's who we are. Okay. No, because we've had to redo this part like 50 times. I was like, Shulay, shut up for a second.
I'm not. No, but I'm just actually trying to make sure we're explaining everything properly because something that I've realized from, you know, constructive criticism to ourselves is that we don't explain things. And I think it's like a best friend thing, right?
Yeah.
When you just, I understand what you mean, like telepathically communicating.
But we want to work on our communication skills as podcasters and it's our job.
So did we explain that?
I believe so, but now I'm confused if we didn't.
Well, I'm just going to go with you. Anyway, we did an episode on this back in the day.
We did an episode on this back in the day. No, what happened? Let me like reframe this. We started laughing at the way you said it, like back in the day. We started laughing, so we haven't.
What happened. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Fucking on it. I'm on it.
That's fine. So we're a lot more mature now. So some of the things that we said may have overlapped with that episode.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've even got it out there still.
I think, I don't know if we deleted it. I don't know what's going on.
But anyway, we're a lot more embodied. So everything we share today is going to be coming from it's going to be deeper. That's the best way to say it.
Yeah, it's going to be deeper, more embodied. I think there's a lot in which we believed in and entertained, even in that episode, that we disagree with now.
Yeah.
Just do things differently, see things differently. So I'm excited to get into it. We both wrote a list. I don't know what's on her list. She doesn't know what's on my list. And we're just going to have the conversation. Let's start, Dolly.
Yeah. So one of the things that, I mean, I guess is kind of taught in the manifestation community and spiritual community, but one of the icks that I have now, or it's not a technique, but something I used to do is constantly hold on to a reality or not let my mind think of another outcome. So let's go deeper on what that actually means, because it's a bit broad. Because for me, I'm like, I don't want to talk about like some of the techniques that I used to do and things like that, because I'm like, if it works for you, it works for you. But I'm like, I just want to go a bit deeper on this, because this is really big in this community, in the manifestation community.
Yeah.
So what I mean by like holding onto a reality and not letting my mind think of another outcome, I very much lived when I learned about manifestation, and this is what happens. When you learn that you are creating your reality through your vibration, through the thoughts that you...
Yeah, go on.
Through your thoughts, through all of it, like you are the sole creator of your reality. And you know that like you live in a very limitless universe. There is no limit to what you can manifest, what you can achieve, how successful you can be. It can be very easy to be caught up in this idea of, well, I'm going to make that happen, or I'm going to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't very much living in a very peaceful state of being. I was very much living in a controlled one. So whenever I saw in my reality, and I've spoken about this before, but like whenever I would see things not going the way I wanted in my life, or just, it felt like, it just felt like I couldn't be in this moment if I didn't think things were panning out how they were meant to be.
I think I've written something like similar to that.
Yeah.
It's, it was like almost like when things weren't. So for example, the things that I would see as alignment would be like money coming through, opportunities coming through and clients coming through. And it's like, if these things weren't happening in my outer reality, then automatically it was like, something is wrong. Something is not working. Is that different?
No, that is very, it goes similar. Along the yeah. lines, right? Because it's this obsession, because you thought like the perfect thing of what you just said, you thought alignment was those things. You yeah. didn't actually see those things being the byproduct of being in an alignment.
Yes.
Right? So very much this, and I see it, like I still see a lot of posts where it's kind of like, if this is what you do when you think things aren't working, or this is what you do when things are going opposite to how you want, or, you know, I had a dream, like, you know, I just had this moment last night where I had a dream that the thing, a different reality was happening and I didn't get my manifestation. And then, so this is what I did instead. Like, this is how I, like, I held my energy being like, no, this is what I want to have, blah, yes. blah, blah, right? I don't know if I'm making sense.
No, that's exactly what happens. It's like the holding, the controllingness, it comes from like this moment where I'm not receiving the things, like, you know, the things that I deemed as like, this is, means I'm in alignment.
Yeah.
It's like, if that's not happening, then it means that something is wrong. Something is wrong with this moment. There's not enough in this moment. Yeah. It's
yeah, because such I see, meditation. I still see, it's so funny now, because I still see a lot of posts where it's like, you know, if you're not actually trying to manifest money, or if you're not trying to do this, blah, 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 that means you just, like, it's like you're, I don't know, I'm trying to remember this post really deeply, because it's like, what did it say? It was just like, it just caught me off guard. I was like, wow, like, that's how I literally used to think. It's kind of like you're not thinking about money, or you're not actually trying to manifest money. That means that you don't care about it. And you know what I mean? It's placing this importance on the physical world. Yes, that's what it is.
I love that you actually picked that up.
And I was like, wow, I don't really see it like that. Like you have to see money as like a byproduct.
Yes. And I have always felt that way.
Yeah.
When it comes to like the manifesting community and things like that, I've always felt like this just doesn't feel right to like control how, you know, to like align my energy to a 10K month.
Focusing so hard on it.
I literally used to be like, this isn't right, but I didn't trust myself.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
I trusted other people. I was like, well, who am I?
Yeah.
If I don't have like the results to show for it, I'm looking at these mentors that, you know, are making all of this money and I'm looking at that as like alignment, success and healing. Yeah. And I was like, okay, yeah, well, they know better than me.
Yeah. And so I want to, like, with that being said, so that is literally what I used to do. And I want to actually share my perspective on how I live my life now and how I operate in a way that's not deeming the physical, in a way that's not being like, I don't care. Like, do you know what I mean? In a way that's like, not I don't care about money and things like that, but in a way that's like, I still welcome those things into my life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like this lack of pedestaling and whatever.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a difference between denouncing the physical world or feeling like, you know, sometimes I think people can get into this energy where they've been trying to manifest so much and then they get into this disappointment spiral and they get into this, I don't care. And then they like, they just go, I don't want it anyway. But it doesn't come from an actual, like, you know, powerful surrendered energy. It comes from heartbreak. It comes from pain. It comes from disappointment and separation. I think we both have.
Yeah.
So
that's why I think some people, when they hear this, they get triggered hearing like, why are you trying to control outcomes and things like that? Mm. Because it can bring up this thing of like, either it highlights your attachment or it highlights like...
What do you mean by that? Explain that a bit more.
The highlights your attachment. So if you're hearing this and you're hearing the aspect of me that's saying, stop controlling your reality, stop trying to manifest the money, stop trying to do that. And there's a trigger inside of you that feels like, but I need to or whatever. That is your signal that you are attached.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to give you a good example of what it feels like to be in alignment and be open without being attached, right? So this is a good example of how we operate and how we feel in our businesses.
Yeah.
So we enjoy our
business. And in life, not just business. In life,
right.
Yeah.
We enjoy our, I'm just using one example. We enjoy our businesses. Mm-hmm. We enjoy working with clients. We enjoy showing up on social media, sharing our perspective. We actually enjoy those things, right? But if someone were to come and say to me tomorrow that life has got something, a asking me to go down a different path, asking me to actually pick up all my things, move overseas, not do my business, or, you know, I was told I'm not going to actually be a millionaire or whatever. There is not an aspect of me that feels like,
yeah,
right? From a perspective, right? Not from like a, like, fucked over that.
You don't feel like, oh my God, my life is over. I failed. I suck.
Right. Because there is literally zero attachment to my making my business mean something about me.
Yeah.
It is purely from a state of joy. Like, yeah. I'm doing this from a desire to, you know, have this as, you know, a source of income and things like that, right? Do something I love.
You just fucking
and
love
get
it.
Paid for, and get paid for it, right? Like, exactly. That's what it is, right? Yeah. I actually enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
So you might as well use it as a way in which you can
you
sustain.
Enjoy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I enjoy it, right?
Mm.
But there is no, like, I need this business to my family to see me worthy. I need this business to, you know, for the people around me to think I'm smart or good enough. Or there is zero that. And yeah. I can hand on my heart say that wasn't most of the case for a lot of starting my business. That wasn't for absolutely majority of this,
our journey.
It wasn't.
We were so attached
to
needing like, it. Needing to prove that we could do it.
Even any attachment to needing your business to be your source of income or needing your business, just needing it in any aspect, like you thinking that, like, you know, money's not going to come in only through your business, seeing it as like this, you know, very narrow, only path in which things can happen for you. So there is a massive part of us now that is not attached to that. So there is no need to look at my reality on a daily basis. If I don't need these things and I'm showing up to my business from a place of like, if clients come in, I'm happy. If if people sign up, I'm happy. If I'm open to it all, if I can operate in that way, there is no need to control if a day there is money not coming through my business. There is no need to control if a client didn't sign, or a particular client didn't sign up. Why would I need to, you know, go and control that if I'm not attached to it?
Exactly. No, I agree. Mm-hmm. Like I now with that new like level of consciousness with those codes that we have now that I walk like that throughout my business, I don't even pay attention.
No,
I literally and don't that's even the think most about it.
That's how you're supposed to be, right?
Yeah, I'm just like I'm open to receive. I'm like, somebody pops into the DMs, I'm like, yay, fun. Yeah. Like, it's just so chill.
It's so chill.
And I remember like when people used to pop into my DMs, I used to be like, am I gonna say the right thing? How am I gonna sell this? Blah 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 blah. I used to freak the fuck out, and then I'd be refreshing Instagram being like, have they responded?
Right? Yeah. Because you're putting all this pressure on this business to become something, to be something, and it's just And that has nothing to do with you doubting it. And right, because there is, okay, again, there is a fine line in, you know, not controlling your outcome. But then you also obviously need to be open to receiving, which is what we've experienced. Like, you don't want to operate in your business where it's this crazy, insane, closed off energy of like, I doubt anyone's going to join, blah, blah, blah. It just feels like you enjoy it.
You're available.
You're available for it. You're available for life. Like, that's what it feels like. Yeah. Even not just even in the business. Like, the business is one aspect. Like, when you're open to life, when you're open to just experiencing it, there is just this level of detachment that is, like, it's the hottest thing.
It's just this trust, and it's like kind of like a humble energy where you walk through life as the student and as the experiencer. And I think for so long we were so like, we were creating, and I see this so much in the manifestation
space. I see it so much now.
People are creating from ego. People are teaching from ego. And it's why so many people spend years having access to this life-changing information, but they're not actually changing their lives. Things aren't actually moving for them. I work with so many clients who have been in this space for years, and like, things haven't changed because they've learned these manifestation principles that have been taught from another person's ego, right? Yeah. And it keeps them in that same level of consciousness of like problem frequency and control and attachment, and it doesn't actually lead to true healing and transformation.
Yeah.
How many times can I say that word?
Honestly, I just and it's so funny because I get a lot, like, you get a lot of people, and something, a question I used to ask is, a lot of people, they wonder, like, if I'm not focusing on it and I'm not controlling it, then it's not going to happen. It's like, how can I like manifest more money if I'm not like setting those intentions in the universe and things like that? And I'm like, you know what is a better way to look at it? Like, if you actually just have an abundant mindset, regardless of the money, like if you actually have an abundant mindset, that's, and not to, again, when I say that, not to get more money or to get those things, like, if you just operate in your life actually being that person that is abundant and sees the world through that, that's all you need.
Exactly. And the thing is, it's so funny that people focus on like the physical thing. They're like, but then the physical, like that's attachment in itself. Because the thing is,
everything's energy first.
Everything is energy first. However, you think that more money is going to make you feel abundant and it's going to make you see the world differently. It's going to make you feel differently. And it's just not like the more, whatever it is that you want to call in, it's just going to highlight more of who you actually are at the core.
Yeah.
And that's just the truth of it.
It's true. No, I can attest to that. No money is going to make you feel abundant, safe, any of it. So yeah. Stop using it.
We have manifested like the things that we were calling in, like, you know, like large sums of money, the 10K months, like things like that. Like we did that. And then it was just,
you don't actually embody great gratitude and abundance exactly. when you're using the physical world to change how you feel. Yeah. And a lot of people hear that, but it like, sometimes I'm just like, you actually have to understand this. You do not need the physical world to change how you are feeling inside. It is the opposite of what you need to actually be focusing on.
Exactly. It's literally not what it's about at all.
Yeah.
Alignment is about how you feel and how you interact with this now moment with whatever life is presenting towards you. If you want to truly grow and transform your life, if you want to get out of that cycle, that's how you do it. We just went on a tangent. Yeah, we did.
I'm glad because that's something I'm very passionate about.
Yeah, we are. It's just something that's completely changed our experience.
Yeah.
So much. And so much of the manifesting community, like we said, is operating in that attachment, in that need, trying to control outcomes. And it's fucking, it's just like, don't you just want to breathe?
Just breathe.
Don't you want to be in peace?
Yeah.
I'm going to look at my list now. Actually, this is a funny one. I didn't believe in surrender.
You didn't.
I didn't
well,
believe.
Well, fair enough, babe, because what you were kind of told.
Yeah, well, it got to a point. So it's like at the start of my journey, I did believe in I didn't really understand surrender, to be honest. I didn't understand
because
it.
Because sometimes I think you actually have to start learning to surrender to understand it.
Yeah.
And go through.
I was just in so much attachment that I was like, nah. Yeah. Anyway, it got to this point where I was also like self-sabotaging my life. I just wasn't showing up as the version of myself that I wanted to be. And this version of myself was the version of myself in entrepreneurship that was like, you know, showing up, taking up space, selling her products, unapologetically being her.
Yeah.
I wanted to be that version of me. And it's like, you know, weeks would go by and I wouldn't put up a post and I'd be like, why aren't I getting a sale?
Yeah.
So I was in that sort of section of my life. So I really had to create new habits and force myself to show up and take up space and just really step into this fear and just be like, fuck it. I'm just going to go all in. So I did that. And through doing that, showed me that, you know, I'm like, wow, like all of that was in my control. Like I just stopped the thing that I wanted from happening, which was at the time was the money, the clients, the success, the business growth, right? So I was like, I'm the one that kept all of this abundance from coming through.
Mm.
And then it got me thinking, oh, so many people, and I do still see this, like so many people be like, you know, I surrender and give it up to the universe, but they are just giving into fear. And they're stopping themselves from doing the things that scare them and that push them out of their like ego, their comfort zone. But they use like the spiritual term like surrender to justify staying in that fear and not like getting out of their comfort zone.
Mm.
However, so it's like it was like that. But then I kind of misunderstood it along the way. And then I decided altogether surrender was a cop out. And then I was like, nah, surrender's a cop out. It's not real. We decide when things happen. You claim it. You decide. You command the universe. Mm. Like, let's go. And I created like that for actually a bit.
Literally.
And it did give me results. Of course it did, right? I am creating this experience. But it was not sustainable, sexy, hot growth. My entire existence depended.
It was resistance.
It was depending on what my bank account was doing. I was not at fucking peace. It was fucked.
Yeah.
It was not hot.
It wasn't hot. I have a really good way of like trying to understand surrender, or like the way I see it now is surrender is literally falling in love with multiple outcomes for me.
See, I don't agree with the outcomes.
No, sorry. Like,
it's falling in love with life.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, as in, when I say multiple outcomes, I mean, like, wherever life is taking you.
Yeah.
Fall in love with your path.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I see it. I'm just like, it's just, it's present.
Fall in love with this present moment.
Falling in love with yourself.
But when I say multiple outcomes, I'm just trying to highlight, it's like, I know what you're saying, but also it's like, I'm not like also saying that. It's like, what I'm just trying to say is stop being so focused on your life looking like one way. Like, be open to wherever you were taken. Be open to this moment. Be open to it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for me, I don't know. I just don't even see like any... Like, what's, for me, it's like, what's the point of even looking into the future when you don't even know that that's guaranteed?
Yeah, that's, that, yeah.
To be honest.
But I'm just trying to explain it from people to people who have
Yeah, been, I understand. Yeah, I'm just like adding lib to what you're sharing there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's literally just falling in love with this moment.
Yeah. Because I just feel like you don't know if you have a next moment.
Yeah.
And that's like the biggest, like, that's the biggest thing we need to be talking about as a collective. You actually could die right now.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So you're missing out on just enjoying the abundance and the life that you have right in front of you because you're worrying about what's happening tomorrow.
Something else I want to add on this piece as well, and this is like what I got to realize as I started to realize my attachment and realize, you know, basically do this dance in like letting go and feeling safe to let go and trust, is something I realized is that your soul just knows so much better than you. It just knows so much more.
Yeah.
It can see 10 steps ahead. It's just, it knows what the fuck it's doing. It knows why you're here. It knows what's going to give you the most fulfillment in this life. It knows how to get you to the growth that you're calling in. It just knows what to do.
It knows what to do.
And when you're trying to like control, like when you're trying to like create from ego self and you're like micromanaging experiences and holding on to like one way of being, the thing is, you have free will in this life. Your soul has to respect your human self and let your human self do what it wants to do. But the thing is, like, there is an easier way. You can make this so much easier for yourself. It's feedback that I get every single time with clients. It's like, if I just listen to the energy and I allow myself to flow with where the energy is calling me and I don't get involved in the process, everything works out. And it works out better than you could even anticipate. Even if you're going through a challenge, even if it takes you into the most challenging experience of your life, it literally ends up being the best thing that's ever happened to you. Like,
100%.
Trust your soul. Like, it fucking knows the way. And that's what I realized with surrender. I was like, wow, like, here I am thinking that I know best.
Yeah, my human, that's what it is, best. Right?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know shit.
Yeah, yeah.
My human, humans don't know shit.
Yeah.
Honestly.
So there's no point you trying to even think about an outcome or think about tomorrow because shut the fuck up.
Literally, no, shut the fuck up and call it a day.
Because you don't actually know what's best for you.
Mm.
Like, how do you know that your business is like the path in which is going to
take off?
How do you know, even know that your business is what brings you the most happiness?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, how do you actually know what's best for you? So,
absolutely insane. Cooked.
Next one.
Yeah.
Love it.
Love it, leave it. You should have had this prepared.
I'm doing it. Okay, right. So the other one was vision board. So I no longer need a vision board, believing that what's up. So actually, I want to talk about this more specifically. So I always used to see a quote that's like, I don't actually believe that what is meant for you will pass you, meaning that like that's actually not true. Like, if you do, you get what I'm saying? So this is what leads to
sorry, that all again. That. Just explain it.
Okay. So
take a deep breath.
So I don't do vision boards anymore. Mm-hmm. And the reason I don't do vision boards is a leak into like what you were just saying is because I don't believe I know what's best for me. Sure, I have desires and, you know, there's things that I'm just like, oh, that would be like fun to experience or whatever, but there's no attachment to them. So I don't actually care to do a vision board because I'm like, I'm just in the moment enjoying what my highest alignment, my funnest excitement in this moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wherever I'm led with that. So that's what I'm just trying to say. And the reason why I think a lot of people, you know, they do the vision boards and things like that. And sometimes it might be from a playful energy. I don't know what your energy is with it, but I think a lot of people can do them from a place of control. This is all going to lead back to control. You'll see a lot of the things that we did. Yeah, that was our path, right? Like, learning detachment is like our biggest lesson.
Yeah.
But why, like, something I see, and I think this is why people do like lots of vision boards and, you know, focus on outcomes and things like that, is because they actually believe that things will pass them by if they don't control them.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a creator post that like that saying of like what was meant for you will pass you is a load of shit, because you actually, like, if you don't do these things, if you don't actually, I don't know, it felt like if you don't control it, if you don't do it, it will pass you, right?
Yeah, and you're saying like what is meant for you will never pass you by.
Exactly. I do believe that when you are in your ego and you are doubting, you're not going to be open to receiving. And no. That can prevent like you actually experiencing life. So there is another conversation to being open, but not in the aspect of like, I'm going to control these things from happening. Basically, you don't need to do a vision board for you to be the happiest and version, like for these things to happen to you. You don't need anything to control. Like last year I went on crazy, like I went to Europe, I got engaged, all these things that I wasn't even attached to, they still happened. Mm. Like I still traveled, I still did those things. I didn't have a vision board. I didn't say to the universe every day that I needed those things to happen. I just was participating and I felt like life was just unfolding with me.
Exactly. And that
for me
that is so true. A lot of people again are creating vision boards, doing these affirmations, and it's attachment, and it's keeping you so closed off from all the things that can come your way. And I think that is an important conversation to have as well, on the fact that when you are in doubt and you are in ego frequencies. There's
like, I understand why people say like that's a load of shit when people say like what's meant for you will won't pass you by, and they say that's a load of shit. I get it from a perspective of like, of course, like you're gonna miss all the shots. Well, I was gonna say this famous quote, but I'm not going to. What's that quote? You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Well, no shit. So it's like putting yourself out there, doing the things, follow your alignment, like be open to experiencing life and your, you know, your desires in your business, whatever that looks like. But I just believe when you're just in this frequency of like detachment and openness, like nothing that's meant for you will pass you.
Yeah, I agree. I think you just simply can't miss it. No. Particularly when you're so present, right? And you can like take the opportunities. Mm-hmm. So we're going to end this episode here. We only had a short window of time to film today. So we're going to make this part one, and we're going to do part two
next week.
So stay tuned for next week's episode, because we've got some more good ones coming your way.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to share this episode with your friends, family, all loved of the ones. Things. Let us know how you thought about it. Do all the things, like subscribe, follow the podcast. It really helps us grow, and it helps to get the podcast out there.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you in the next episode.
See ya.
See ya.